Like many Nigerian rice dealers, Emeka Ugwuoke imports overland from neighboring Benin, often through informal channels. But since the Nigerian government closed border trade in August to crack down on smuggling, his orders are stuck in Benin and rice prices have shot up.
Since I started this rice business, this year is the worst because the border closure has affected many of our goods. The price of a bag of rice has increased by almost 70%.
Trade channels remain open through Nigeria's water ports, but they remain clogged by poor infrastructure, bureaucracy and corruption. Nigeria's neighbors complain the suspension of border trade goes against the spirit of the African Continental Free Trade Area deal Abuja signed in July. But Nigerian authorities note that most border trade is illegal and say $8 million worth of smuggled goods have been seized so far.
It's yielding so much positive results in terms of security situation improvement. There's been very, very tremendous positive improvement on the side of security, and then economic activities have been stimulated. Our farmers are smiling to the banks. The patronage has shifted inward.
Rice farmers like Resting Tedeke have indeed benefited from the closed border.
Let's put it blunt out there. The federal government should keep the borders shut. If you don't see foreign rice shop, what are you going to do? You're going to look within.
While Nigerian authorities say the border will remain closed until at least January, economists warn the trade limit should not be permanent.
And we need to promote trade. We need to liberalize trade. But it has to be done in such a way that they will promote employment, that will promote incipient growth and inclusive growth in our economies, but not undermine and destroy the trading relations.
Rice trader Ugwuoke says as long as border trade is banned, customers are also losing out on quality as standards of cheaper local rice are not as high as imports.
Rice itself, and all the local rice.
Our customers complain that the local rice contains stones and sand particles, and honestly, I have opened some of them and confirmed it.
Although Nigeria plans to reopen its border trade by January if its neighbors halt the smuggling, some lawmakers are pushing for a 2-year extension. If that happens, Nigeria will face growing pressure from its neighbors over free trade, as well as from Nigeria's millions of rice consumers.